Carly, yesterday you and I were in Cairns Central Food Court, smacking into some food, and we're having a meeting about the show, actually. And you were scrolling on your phone, and all of a sudden you bursted out into tears. And I was like, whoa, what did I say? But you did. Something really touched you, and you started crying. What was it?
It was the death of Lewis the Koala, which might seem a little bit strange for some people or reactionary, but I just... Even just talking about it right now, I'm starting to tear up. So if you're not familiar with the backstory of Lewis the Koala, he was a badly burnt koala that was rescued from the bushfires down in New South Wales, just outside of Port Macquarie. And the vision went viral all over the internet of his rescue by a lady called Tony. And I think if you've seen that video, you couldn't help but be shook by it. The one thing that kept replaying in my mind is the noise that he was making as he was being rescued. His fur was still on fire at this point. I'll never forget that sound.
Why does that sound affect you so much? Why does this koala affect you so much?
Well, I think just being human and just caring for other living creatures and seeing something in so much pain, I think a lot of people have been emotional. But for me, I just feel super emotional about it because koalas have played a massive role in my life. I grew up in that area with a huge koala population. I grew up with my nana fundraising for the koala hospital, going to the koala hospital. You know, I would look out my bedroom window and there would be a koala. And I've never in my life heard a koala make that sound. I've heard them make other sounds. They make interesting sounds when they're making love to each other. And when you really spend time with koalas and you see that they are the most placid, beautiful creatures, when you hear the pain and suffering that they have gone through, it's devastating. And I remember feeling this pit in my stomach as I was watching fire rip through their bushland, bushland that I was familiar with, knowing that I've walked past there, seeing koalas up in the trees, thinking, what is happening to those koalas right now? And I think Lewis the Koala just represented the pain and suffering that these gorgeous animals have had to endure, and the absolute loss that that is, not just to people local to that area, to us as a country, you know, these are animals that we're proud of. Whenever a celebrity comes to Australia, we put a koala in their hands. We're so proud of these animals, and just to see them go through so much suffering and then to find out the extent of that. And I think Lewis was kind of like a little bit of beacon of hope, I think, of like, wow, you know, these koalas are really suffering, but he's been saved. And then to hear that we weren't able to save him, it really affected me yesterday and I couldn't stop thinking about it. And the Koala Hospital absolutely had a hard decision on their hands there and did the right thing to put him down and out of his pain and suffering. But yeah, it just... It really honestly affected me very deeply, and I'm not the only one. I mean, you look at the crowdfunding page and what started off as a $25,000 goal has now ended up at the $1.6 million mark.
Yeah.
You know, we care for these creatures. We feel a connection to them, and to see them suffer is just, it's sad.
Yeah. I think as well, like with animals in particular, to really affect you emotionally, it's because they're so pure and innocent.
Yeah.
You know, they're not like humans. Animals aren't like humans and don't have a vindictive bone in their body. And to see an animal suffer like that is just so horrible.
And I am going back to Port Macquarie to visit my family at Christmas. And I'm nervous. I'm nervous to kind of see their habitat. Mm. One of the things that I do is I take my niece to the Koala Hospital. It's like a thing that we do together. Yeah. I grew up doing it. This year, I don't know if I can go there and see that suffering. But I will say what the volunteers and what the fireys and everyone involved in that situation are doing to kind of help these animals and rehabilitate them is absolutely amazing.
It's Carly and Seamus on Hit.